My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia campus. And after quite the hiatus, we are bringing you back to the garden. I am Molly with a little bit of a sick voice.
And I am Sam. And welcome to season two.
Season two of Back to the Garden. We've successfully been at this since, I don't know, six odd months. And we are kicking off season two with
a double whammy,
with kind of a double whammy,
and whammy
also,
for us.
I don't say this lightly, and I recognize that I probably say this every single episode, but I can confidently say, and take my word for it, whatever that means, that Big Thief Live, if you ever have the opportunity to see them, don't pass it up.
Mm-mm.
I would pay a absurd amount of money if they were to return to the city. I would pay an absurd amount of money to see them again, and we saw them, as we will get into, not once, but twice.
Which we'll talk about. Essentially, the Vancouver show was so incredible and unlike, I think, what either of us anticipated, that we immediately, like, in the Orpheum Theater, bought tickets to see them again in Seattle.
We were not even out of the Orpheum. We were, like, in line to exit, and I was on Ticketmaster seeing how much it would cost, and I said to Sam, I said, if it is below or around 100 Canadian with the exchange rate,
We're going. And we did. It was amazing. And we're going to talk about that. But we just want to maybe reintroduce listeners, because it's been a bit of a hiatus now since we've been on air. So Back to the Garden is the show every other week run by Molly and I, where we review live music performances by touring artists in Vancouver. Our title comes from a Joni Mitchell song, Woodstock. That's kind of celebrating a return to live music, which I feel like is kind of the ethos of our show as well. as live music enthusiasts who suffered greatly during the COVID-19 pandemic, we have been loving going to a lot of concerts, and we want to bring you kind of highlights of, I think, the best artists that come to Vancouver and our thoughts on them. So we had a bit of a break for the month of August where we went to a lot of shows, and now we are going to talk about them.
We're coming
back.
And
bring you some new material soon. So yeah, today will be Big Thief, which we are excited about.
We are. So to just introduce the band a little bit, other than the fact that Sam and I are greatly enthused about them.
Big fans, yeah.
They're a four-piece band, Adrian Lanker, Buck Meek, Max, and James. And it's interesting because Lanker met Buck Meek at a concert when she lived in Boston. She then ran into him at a bodega the day she moved to New York. They began to play together as like a duo, and then they divorced. They married, then they divorced, and then they remained in the band Big Thief, recruiting Max and James as very deep friends, and also like with the most amazing chemistry on stage. Considering they were married and divorced, like I can't even.
I think when you watch them perform live, you're watching people with like a very, I think, profound connection. Like, they're two artists who are looking into each other's eyes and playing in a way where all their songs are different live than they are recorded.
Yeah.
Which I think really.
And they're also different every single time they perform.
Yeah, they perform them in a new order every night and completely, like, shake up the set list. But you just watch these kind of four artists together, but I'd say specifically Buck Meek and Adrian Lanker, have this chemistry that's, like, they are, like, riffing off of each other.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to do things that I think they are communicating, like, subconsciously with one another. And you can, because we went to two shows, we can say that that is what happens. Like, they perform things differently all the time.
Yeah, and I heard from the people we were sitting next to at the Orpheum that the way they like set themselves up on stage is that they're all kind of in a circle around Adrian, so they can listen to her with even without the in-ears, they can listen to her and kind of play off of what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she's kind of this very powerful front woman in this otherwise all male band, which I think is in and of itself really powerful and really amazing to see how she kind of
90s alt rock coded. I feel like the Cranberries, the Sundays. Like, you have a lot of artists that did like that. There's a lot of bands that exist like this that I feel like are like a template, but Big Thief I feel like just has a very unique, different way of approaching it than these other bands do. It feels less commercialized and very much like you're just watching like
very organic.
Yeah, like sincere musicians performing together. We could talk about this forever. Let's play some music, and then we're going to talk about the different shows and our experiences, because there were some fun highlights. These were crazy days that we had at both of these concerts.
So we're going to kick off today's episode with two songs off their most album, Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You.
Their most recent album.
Their most
You said most album.
Most album. Most recent.
I mean, most newest album, and it's the longest one.
It
so
is the longest.
Most album grammatically works, but yes.
Most recent, newest, longest, in my opinion, best, but also I don't even know if I can say
that. I can't
that.
Pick, yeah.
So they're all the best.
But Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, which has an Easter egg we will get to later
which
in the show.
Oh,
don't even worry about it. But what songs do we have?
We're going to be playing Spud Infinity and Simulation Swarm. Simulation Swarm, I would say, is definitely like a universal hit off this album. I'm going to get into the lyrics afterwards because I can't do it now.
Yeah.
And
Spud Infinity, I think, is one on the album that people don't realize how amazing it is to see live. And we will talk about that after.
Yeah.
Well.
So we've got...
Listen to both these songs. They sound like they are different bands. Like, they are completely different styles of music, I'd argue. And yet they work cohesively.
So fun. Yeah. So much fun. We really do hope you enjoy on this beautiful Friday morning. Here is Spud Infinity by Big Thief.
What's it gonna take? took another look. The past was not a history book. That was just some linear perception. Ash to ash and dust to dusk. A dime a dozen, aren't we just? But a dozen dimes will buy a crust of garlic.
Once again.
is plain new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light, who I love, that I cling to, in the belly of the empty night. From the 31st floor of the simulation swarm, with a drone of fluorescence, flicker fever, fill the form, with a warm gush, now I want to touch like we never could.
Considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
There. Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Hey there, do you...
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Back to the Garden with Molly.
And Sam.
And today we're covering Big Thief. You just listened to Spud Infinity and Simulation Swarm off of Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in you, from their 2022 album, their most recent. Quite a masterpiece, as you heard. Both vastly different songs, and that's kind of what the entire album is. Like, I would say... Every four song section is like a very different
it like
vibe.
Changes, yeah. It's like folk, like even more folksy, like country.
Like twee, country. Yeah. There's like some shoegazy, like hip-hop like heavy, at some point.
Yeah. And then you get into like just kind of their classic kind of like indie rock. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that's why I love that album so much, is when it came out, like I remember listening to it on like a walk home from a night out late at night, and I just like had my headphones in, and song after song, not only was I like, that was amazing, but also I was surprised because like, this is a completely different vibe from what I just listened to, and I need to listen to it like five more times because I don't even know what's going on. I love it.
And there are other albums which I feel like they do switch like genres, but their albums like sound more similar.
They're one like
this one's like a departure.
Yeah, they're quite cohesive. In you can tell that they're all it's all off of Masterpiece or all off of Capacity, but this one definitely a very different vibe every single song, and I love it about that.
Yeah.
But on to their concert, which we saw the 3rd of August at the Orpheum, and then we were so blown away
that we had to go again the 5th. At Redmond Park.
We crammed in my little car, myself, Sam, Emily, Alex, and Evan.
These are shout outs.
These are shout outs. If you're listening, you were in that car. We crossed that border. We went to Redmond. Redmond?
Yeah, it was technically in Redmond, like Washington.
Yep. Washington, like Marymore park. Amphitheater.
Yeah.
And saw them for a second time. And I have like less than no regrets about that experience because it was so interesting to see them two different times in two completely different
types
venues.
Of venues. Yeah, because the Orpheum was like, I think they had a much like a slower show.
Yeah,
like, the show was like showcasing, I think, their talents in a different way, where I was like glued to like the experience of watching like Adrian like command the stage and play guitar, and like each musician kind of had their moment.
Yeah,
and I mean the acoustics are so good in that. Like in the Orpheum, that it's like really, you can really like focus into the music.
Yeah, I've never seen a bad show at the Orpheum.
No, exactly. Whereas the Redmond show or the one in Seattle was like dancing, like fun. Like they like, again, completely different set list. They immediately like had like a lot of energy. It was like, we want you guys to be on your feet. Like Spud Infinity, did they not open? Or was it the second song?
I believe it was the second song. And the thing about Spud Infinity is at the Vancouver show, Adrian said, oh, my brother's supposed to come on stage for this one. He plays like the mouth harp?
Yeah, like that little twangy thing that you hear. Yeah.
But her brother had lost or didn't have his passport.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, womp womp.
Yeah,
like, I'm so
sad.
So
they played it without the mouth harp. And I was like, oh. Or did they not even play it? No, they played it.
They did play it, but it was just like obviously a different vibe.
Yeah.
And then Adrian's brother comes on for the second song, and we, having seen the Vancouver show,
we're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, Adrian's brother. And he plays his little mouth harp. And I remember I was jumping up and down, dancing with Sam, dancing with my girlfriend, dancing with like people we had just met that were eating like sushi from Whole Foods in the pit of the Marymore Amphitheater. It was just, I have not danced and had that much fun at a concert in quite a while. And also it was so spur of the moment that I was like, this is crazy. I can't even believe I'm living this reality.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like we had seen the exact same show two nights before. Every single song was in a different order, was a different song. They whisper to each other on stage as the show is progressing.
Yeah.
Little like, oh, let's switch this song around. Like, you can tell they're doing it to cater to the audience or to cater to how they're feeling that night. And I think that's very special because I feel like a lot of concerts these days are so rehearsed down to each song has to be in a specific order.
Like these like specific performances where it was really fun to see a band that I'm like, these are just very talented musicians that have music they all play together and they are still having fun with this catalog. Like it's not like boring to them. Like they are playing, I mean, they didn't play that many of their old songs actually. They didn't play that much off of Capacity, almost anything off Capacity. And they played a few off Masterpiece.
Yep.
Like, they played Masterpiece, which we'll talk about later. But definitely, they don't seem bored of their songs, despite they've been on tour for, like, seemingly forever. Since this new album came out, I feel like they've been just announcing another, like, 50 shows constantly. Like, they're just going to different parts of the world.
Our friend Tessa saw them in Paris, I believe.
Like a full year ago.
A full summer
ago.
And
they've just been touring since then. And they love it, though. Like, they are just enjoying, like, shaking the songs up and doing new things. And, I mean, they have some new songs, too. We started off the show with Vampire Empire, which kind of became, like, a viral hit of this most recent, like, slew of shows because they started playing the song that had been unreleased, which they played a lot of unreleased music,
music off of what I assume to be their new album.
We got almost
half the set of unreleased music, one song they released a few days ago.
Yeah.
Vampire Empire.
I Was Born for Loving You, which I love, actually. That's a song that is, like, you oftentimes, I feel like when I go to shows and they play unreleased music, I don't register it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you hear it, you're like, that's awesome, but I don't think about it. Whereas that song, I could like sing in my head and I saw it once. And then when it came out, I was like, yes, I'm like, I know how it goes. I can sing along. And I'm like, that is impressive that like stuck with me so much
because
I was like, it's a gorgeous song. But that's just the Big Thief experience. Like,
it
everything sticks. I mean, there were songs even that had been out on other albums that we just hadn't heard before. And I was like, is this new?
Or hadn't heard in that way.
In the style they played it, yeah.
Yeah, at the Vancouver show, I believe it was the first or second song, Cut My Hair.
Yeah.
Adrian had to restart it quite a few times, which to some, I don't know if that's everyone's cup of tea, but to me it just felt like she very much,
like authentic.
It was like an authentic performance, and she had to restart it a few times. She said that she was so floored seeing Lucinda Williams, who opened, who is obviously quite an inspiration to the band. She's like, I'm just still so in shock over seeing Lucinda perform. And she had to restart it a few times. And when she finally performed it, I had never heard Cut My Hair before off of, I believe...
I think it's on... let's pull up the album.
It's one of their like 2019, 2020.
Yeah, releases. I know it's not on UFOF.
But the one that was released around the same time.
Yeah, let me pull up the name. It's on Two Hands. I did not know that album was actually called that. I thought it was called Not.
Me as well.
It's the last song on Two Hands.
And hearing her perform it live, like I instantly had to go home, search up the lyrics, and I was like, oh, this is released. And I consider myself a big Thief fan, and I had never heard it before. So I don't know. Just
they keep us on our toes.
Incredible to see live. So lucky to have seen it twice. How are we going to survive without seeing them two consecutive nights every weekend for the rest of our life?
That's the question. Let's play some more music.
So up next for you, we have Not, which is a live from Bunker Studios edition. This is, I would say, one of the most powerful songs they perform pretty consistently live. The guitar in this is crazy. I'm so happy that there's a live version that we can share with you today. And then after that, we have Flower of Blood. Flower of Blood is off of Dragon Newborn Mountain, I believe, new. And from the first time I listened to this album, it has been one of my favorites. It's such a like incredible, beautiful wall of sound. When they played this at the Orpheum, I think I audibly gasped. It was so incredible. And even the Orpheum version versus the version at Marymore 2 days later was different. Incredible in both ways. If I'm going to highlight a lyric I love from it, which I will.
But you're going to anyways.
So. Mirror in the sky making me cry again. What does that mean? That's so beautiful. What does Adrian mean when she says that? I need to know.
Yeah.
Hear her lyricism. I could go on for days about it.
I mean, the thing about seeing Adrienne Lenker live is I feel like I appreciated her so much as a lyricist and as like a songwriter and a musician. And then seeing her live, I was like, oh, she's also like the best guitarist I've maybe ever seen live too. Like, plot twist is she like, again, because they do the song so different.
Yeah.
And she, like, they're called Big Thief, but I'm like, it's Adrienne Lenker and Big Thief. Like, she, like, commands the stage with her, like, actual musical talent.
Yeah.
So in my humble opinion, appreciate her, like, in a whole new way I didn't even think possible, because I already was like, oh, she's an amazing songwriter.
And with that, I mean, without further ado, here is Not off of Live at Bunker Studios, as well as Flower of Blood off of Dragon Numeral Mountain. I Believe in You. Open your ears. Open your hearts. This is going to be incredible, everyone.
Since you need you, you lean, know the lines in your face. in your purse, nor the bed that is haunted with the blanket of thirst.
Headphone mix for that track.
So. Yeah.
Very creepy. And then I just like turned the drums up, and then all I had was just like piercing drums.
Yeah. Would you mind sticking it kind of where it was?
Can I do it one more time?
No.
Oh,
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top pick?
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We're taking you back to the garden. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're covering Big Thief today. There are two shows that we went to in August at the Orpheum, and then we did a little Back to the Garden trip, the first Back to the Garden trip to Seattle / Marymore.
To the Marymore Amphitheater.
Yes.
Let's quickly talk before we play any more songs about a highlight of the Seattle trip.
Yeah.
Which was Molly and I had the pleasure of going to the KEXP studio in Seattle. And not only visiting the studio, which was our initial plan, we were just like, let's just go see it. Like,
yeah.
We love, for those of you like who are radio enthusiasts, there's NPR Tiny Desk. There's KEXP Live Sessions.
And
these
I would
are the
say,
two, like, music, like
in my humble opinion, those
music.
Are the two,
yeah.
Like, most infamous live session.
Like, if I were a musician, like, those are the two goals. Like,
yeah.
Would be a Tiny Desk and a KEXP Live version. Like, those are kind of cool radio things to do.
Yeah.
Like, they get filmed. They're, like, people can come watch them.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you get a really intimate set, you know, available that you just create. And it really showcases, I think, artists' actual talent, not the, like, superficial talent that you might have with like a full set or whatever. It's usually like stripped down, simple, or just showing their like musical chops, if you will.
Yeah. And Big Thief, on that note, has quite a few KEXP sessions. I think they have two or three.
Yeah.
And Adrian, I believe, has
her own
like at home version.
Yeah.
So we arrive at the KEXP studios and it's like, okay, this is fun, this is cute. We're like watching someone live broadcast through like windows similar to what we have here at CITR.
There's like a gift shop and a big cafe.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like we just went as something to go see.
Just
like,
for
vibes. Let's go. Yeah, for vibes. And
we meet, what was his name?
Ken. His name was Ken.
We meet
this
Ken.
Beautiful old man named Ken.
And so sweet. It was a group of five of us, visibly queer, visibly kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you've never been here before? Takes us on a full tour.
He like
of-
closes the front desk and is like, come with me. And we were like, what are you
what?
Talking about? And takes us into the back and
takes
tours
us
into
the like the archive of all this like the physical LPs and CDs. Takes
and like
us
they
into
have
the,
like memorabilia. Like,
yeah.
This is like remember this is in Seattle, so
yeah.
It's like there's a huge
like a
musical legacy
plaque.
Of Seattle too. Like they have like grunge like artifacts
yeah.
And like a Vampire Weekend plaque and like. You know, every band ever has come to KEXP
yeah.
Since they've, like, existed.
We go into the live broadcasting room. We meet someone who's been broadcasting for, I don't know, 20 years since, like, the KEXP studios were in, like, a basement of whatever.
Yeah.
And then Ken opens the door to the infamous KEXP, like, live sessions studio with the twinkly lights.
Yeah, it stands
out. If
you're
not familiar.
It's, like, walls of twinkly lights.
If you're not familiar, like, Google a KEXP live session right now. Every single one of them is broadcasted in this or recorded in this beautiful studio with all these twinkly lights. And we find ourselves right where almost everyone we've covered on the show has once been.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Like, that's crazy. just like, it's one of those things where, like, again, I'm like if I became a musician, it would be like, goal is to step into the KEXP live room one day. And then here we are in the KEXP live room on a whim. We didn't even ask. It just, like, happened.
So, full circle moment for Back to the Garden. Just hours before Big Thief rocked our worlds once again. And I don't know. I just blown away. Just blown
crazy.
Away.
It was
what
crazy.
An incredible, incredible day to see Big Thief. What an immense pleasure. Thank you, Ken. I doubt you're listening. I doubt you even remember us. But
I don't know how often he does it. I'm going to hope it's not that often. But even if it is often, all the better for more people to get the KEXP experience, because it was really cool.
It was wonderful.
And yeah, it was honestly mind-blowing. And we will share some of those pictures later on our social media when we
Back
share
to the
about
garden
this episode.
Back to the garden.citr. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, we've been a little dormant lately, actually, because neither of us really love social media, I think. So we, like, have it, but, like, we don't try and use it. We try to keep it updated without being, like, on Instagram. Anyways, we're going to play for you two of their older songs, two of our favorites, one off Capacity, one off Masterpiece.
So Mythological Beauty off of Capacity, this is a song that I think really showcases Adrian's ability to tell a story while also just being, if you're not really paying attention to the lyrics, just a gorgeous song.
Yeah.
It's about a traumatic experience she had when she was five, when a piece of shrapnel fell from a treehouse onto her head, nearly killing her. And it's from the perspective of her mom, and it's kind of her reckoning with her relationship with her brother, who she never met, her mom, and just, like, love in general. Really beautiful song. If you listen to the lyrics, it's really clear what the story is, but otherwise it's just a gorgeous tune. And so that's Mythological Beauty off of Capacity. And after that, we have Masterpiece off of Masterpiece. They played this at both shows. Again, it's just a gorgeous
song. It's like an amazing song, especially to see live. So let's just play it for you.
Yeah. Without further ado, here's Mythological Beauty and Masterpiece by Big Thief. Please do enjoy.
Just have to say you're
Listening to Anything by Adrian Lenker, and Adrian Lenker being the lead singer,
the front woman of
Big Thief. And yeah, that was Anything. Coming up next, we have Jonathan, which is from A-Sides, which is a like duo project from Adrian and Buck Meek,
which predates Big Thief as a band, actually. Predates, which is cool because it's a beautiful album. This album, this was like a chunk of my summer. Like Songs of the Summer was A-Sides, start to finish.
It's just absolutely beautiful,
isn't it?
It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Every song on it is like perfection. It's like a warm hug on your brain, through your ears, kind of. Like the arms are in your ears.
And it also shows kind of where Big Thief started. It also showcases just Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek's amazing songwriting and like amazing solo
and
careers.
Their voices,
And after that, we have Fruits of My Labor. We're finishing out the hour with some Lucinda Williams. Lucinda is a big inspiration for Big Thief and also opened for them on both shows and was really incredible. I believe she recently suffered from a stroke.
Because she wasn't playing guitar, she said.
She wasn't playing guitar, she was singing.
She's normally a
guitarist, yeah. But she still, like completely blew our socks off and was also just incredible. And it was such an honor to see. So we got some Lucinda, and here is Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek with Jonathan. Enjoy.
Let me be the moon you shine. Let me be the honest home where you can rest your tired mind. Twisted in my head,
calling out to find out if you're still in town.
Baby, see how I've been living. Velvet curtains on the windows too. Keep the bride in, I'm forgiven. Life from shining through. Baby, I remember all the things we did when we slept together in the blue behind your eyelids, baby. Sweet baby, chase your sin through the gloom till I found these purple flowers. I will spend our soon smelling you for hours. Lavender, lotus blossoms too. Water the dirt flowers last for you, baby. Sweet baby, tangerines and persimmons and sugar cane, grapes and honey to melon, I'm not fit for a queen. Lemon trees don't make a sound till branches bend and fruit falls to the ground, baby. Sweet baby. Thank you.